One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a quiet afternoon of playing with dolls turned into one of the creepiest moments they would ever share.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And you, if you have a ghost story, you know how we like to hear them. So call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And then if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon and a special guest with you today.
I do. I have little Charlie with me today.
The little baby.
And we will see how that goes. If you hear a burp or something, it's not me. It's Charlie.
Yeah, that already sounds like an excuse. You're going to be burping. And it's like, oh, that was this adorable little baby. And we're like, no, that was you.
She can burp like somebody's grandpa. I'm telling you.
She does. She sounds like she's been drinking. Because there was when I was there. Like the burps you hear across the room, it was like, damn, that was impressive.
That's impressive. Yeah, I'm thinking, I wish I could burp
12-pound human.
Yeah.
Well, today we've got this really strange story.
Okay.
And in it, they talk about the Sunshine Family dolls. Do you remember the Sunshine Family dolls from like the 70s?
I do not.
So I looked them up. Google them when you can. Because okay. I looked them up, and they look like some kind of creepy ass, like if Barbie had black-eyed kids for cousins.
Are you kidding me?
That's what they would look like.
What?
I don't know. The story isn't so much about those dolls, but maybe they're somehow connected. Because Google them. I'm serious. If you've got a free hand, I know you've got a baby in your hand. But Google Sunshine Family dolls.
I wonder why anybody... Even like, what was the interest in the Sunshine dolls if they were so creepy looking?
They are creepy looking. And, you know, it's like they were just trying to do like maybe it was, you know, in the 70s.
What
version.
Year? 70s?
Yeah.
You think?
Okay. Yeah. So maybe it was like the 70s version of Brat dolls.
Okay.
And, you know, how they're just kind of like a Barbie yet different. But it looks like if Barbie's black eyed kid cousins came by, they would be the one standing at the door. So you could play Barbie and like knock, 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 and Barbie
But the story is not about dolls.
No, but maybe like they brought something.
Maybe
I don't know. Okay. So here's a story. It says, back in 1976, when my cousin Diane and I were in the fourth grade, something happened that still gives us the creeps whenever we talk about it. I think it's one of those stories that sticks with you because there was no explaining it. And what makes it even more eerie is that there was a witness. To this day, Diane and I both remember the exact same thing, and we've never been able to forget it. The story starts in the house my parents and I moved into the previous year. It was a two-story place with three bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs. Downstairs was the living room, a small dining room, and the kitchen. From the upstairs, you could see the entire living room, the front door, and even part of the kitchen. So it was a pretty open layout, but it did have its share of weird moments. That day, my mom was outside working on the yard. My dad wasn't home. Diane and I were just hanging out in my room playing with my Sunshine Family dolls. And for those of you who don't remember, they were kind of like Barbies, but more country style, kind of hillbilly-like Barbies. So look them up. They look more like black-eyed kid Barbies. I'm just telling you, Kathy. We were sitting on my bed playing quietly when we suddenly heard a noise coming from the hallway. It was loud enough to make both of us stop and look up, and we stared at the door. Now, here's where things get really weird. What we saw in the doorway wasn't a person. It was just hair. So imagine when someone leans over and their long hair falls forward, but in this case, there was no face attached to it, just hair, hanging there like it was floating. It was light brown, and it was just right there in the doorway. No body, no head, just hair. It's something I'll never forget. I looked at Diane and she looked back at me and both of us frozen in place for a moment. I don't know what made me speak up, but I whispered, "Mom?" And just like that, it was gone. It disappeared so fast that neither of us had time to process it. We immediately jumped up, took two steps to my door and looked out into the hallway, and no one was there. We could see downstairs through the open hallway, and I noticed my mom was still outside pushing the mower across the yard. There was no one in the house. Neither Diane nor I could figure out what the heck we had just seen, but we knew we had to get out of there. So we ran down the stairs straight outside to find my mom. Now, I never told my parents about what happened, but I did ask my mom if she'd gone inside the house or if anyone else had been in, and she just looked at me and said no. No one had been in the house and she hadn't come in. Diane and I both knew what we saw, and we've always called it the hair people story. It's a name we came up with over the years because it's exactly what it was, just hair floating in the doorway. I think that is so strange. I've never heard anything like that. So after that, nothing like that ever happened again. It was one of those strange, inexplicable moments that doesn't really have an explanation. Every time Diane and I talk about it, we both get the same feeling of dread, like something was there with us that we couldn't see fully. We both remember it as if it happened yesterday. It's one of those stories that when we hang out together, we still talk about it, and it still sends chills down our spine. I think that's the beauty of a good ghost story. Sometimes the strangest things happen and you can't explain them no matter how hard you try. But it's also nice to have someone to share it with, someone who remembers it the same way you do. Diane and I will always have the hair people story to look back on, and we'll always wonder what exactly was hanging out in my bedroom doorway that day. That's from Stacy. See, okay. Here's the thing. Just when you think you've heard every variation of a ghost story, all the crazy things, then you hear this one that is just hair.
This one's wild, and I think all the listeners are going to agree with us. This is a pretty out there story, and I guess I have a couple thoughts about it and a couple directions that this one could go. One is practical joke. It sounds exactly like something somebody's sibling would do to them.
It's so something our brother would have done.
Oh, so he would have figured up some sort of fishing pole and lowered
I'm with you. I think Gary could have done that. We would have never seen him because he would have thought about it.
And you are so, like, beside yourself that you don't notice the link to the pole or something. I don't know. I mean, now, with that said, practical joke would be one option.
My feeling in this is she's long ago ruled that out for whatever reason. There were no siblings, nobody else in the house. Everybody else was at school or whatever. I don't know, but she's a smart enough person. Stacy would have, that would have crossed her mind that somehow that happened, right?
I would think, yeah.
So I think we have to say, okay, not a practical joke. Because you could get a creepy feeling from a practical joke that no one ever told you was, right? It just, you know, you could feel creeped out by it, of course. But now, hear me out on this one. This one is kind of an odd stretch, but I'm going to see if I can make it sound the way I want it to sound. What if it was something that was just coming into focus or fruition? And it started like with the top of the head, so you would see the hair first. And then, you know, the rest of the body would start to come into focus, the face and the shoulders and on down. But something stopped it, whether it was her saying mom or whether something broke it and it wasn't able to completely turn into an apparition. It was just starting. And, you know, I tell you what made me think of it when she was talking, and I don't know why, but you know how you see pictures that people take of apparitions?
Mm-hmm.
And they almost look like something that's trying to come into focus. Like, I took a picture a while back, and I shared it on the website that was very odd and creepy, and it was a face, and it was even a dress.
Yeah, the Ellenwood, Kansas one.
Right, like, and when you look at it, you say it's just kind of in between being real and going away. You know, like it's trying to come into focus somewhat. You know, like you caught it at the in-between phase or something. I wonder if it was some way like that. What do you think of that idea?
I mean, that could be. I think it's so weird that you would recognize it as hair so quickly. Because, you know, if it's kind of coming into focus, it would be like, what the fuck is that? And then, but they right away recognized it as hair.
Yeah. So I just want, that is the only thing that can possibly come to my mind to explain this one. I just can't come up with anything else. It was starting to become an apparition, but something stopped it.
Well, I think that maybe it's like, maybe somebody created the Sunshine Family dolls and they made them.
You really aren't letting go of
I came across this blog that somebody said basically the same thing. The Sunshine Family is a cult. Look at those huge glazed eyes, the hollow smiles almost carved on their faces.
Okay, now you got me. Okay, we all have to look them up now because that is...
I don't know. They're just the creepiest things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they really are creepy.
To be playing with those dolls right when something shows up just makes me think...
Yeah, they're oddly creepy.
And so it's like... Don't you agree? Like if Barbie had her cousin stop by and knock it three times at the door, oh, it's her black-eyed kid's cousins.
And they're dressed pretty funny. Like there's a guy who's kind of in a hipster outfit from
yeah,
the 70s,
very
70s, you know. And their hair is kind of that dry look, you know.
I don't know. They are pretty funny. They're just super creepy.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. But I just think it's very... I have never heard a ghost story quite like that one.
With just hair. I'm just going to go with it was starting to, you know, come into focus and then something happened. Like she said, when she said mom, then it just kind of went.
And yeah.
So I'm just wondering if she broke the, you know, the concentration of the spirit. Because I've always been a strong believer that when we see apparitions, I don't think it's necessarily easy for a spirit, an entity, to reveal itself. If they really want to you, I don't know that that's an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have people that see apparitions all the time, and I think it's because they have the ability to kind of cut through the veil into the other side and see them. But I don't know that it's necessarily the apparition trying to make itself seen. When one tries to connect with you, I think it maybe is difficult. And, you know, it might take a lot of concentration. It might take, you know, a lot of effort.
And then the ghost was like, ah, damn, I just showed up with my hair. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, I was so close.
It's like, man, before I could pop all the way up, the girls ran off, and there I was, just my hair.
That's a bad hair day.
That is. Well, let's do another story. It says, hey, everyone, I wanted to share something that happened to me recently, something that hasn't happened in years and totally caught me off guard. It brought back a flood of memories from my childhood, memories I'd tucked away and hoped to never revisit. Oh, interesting. But here we are, and I figure maybe someone out there can relate. I grew up in Southern California in an apartment complex where my mom was the manager. My dad was in the military and was stationed nearby, so our family lived on site. It was a two-bedroom place, and I shared a room with my younger brother. We had those old school bunk beds. He was on the top bunk, and I was on the bottom. My parents' room was right next door, and my baby sister slept in there with them. As a kid, I was always super sensitive to anything paranormal. I don't really know how to explain it other than I just sensed things other people didn't, and I caught glimpses out of the corner of my eye that I couldn't explain. It got to the point where I hated bedtime because that's when the weird stuff usually ramped up. So every night, like clockwork, around 1 or 2 in the morning, sometimes as late as 3, I'd hear this noise in the hallway. It sounded like someone dragging their feet. The hallway that led to my room was this long, narrow corridor, and I swear I could hear each slow, scraping footstep moving closer and closer. Right when those footsteps reached my door, they'd pause. I'd be hiding under my comforter, heart pounding so loudly I was sure whoever or whatever was out there could hear me. In that moment of quiet, I always wondered if it was looking at me or sizing up my brother who was asleep on the top bunk. Then without fail, I'd hear it shuffle over to the closet in our room. We had a small standard closet, but whenever those footsteps headed that way, it felt like this huge dark space was opening up. In my imagination, it went from a little closet to some endless void. But I never heard anything more. No rummaging, no rustling, no drawers opening. It would just stop, almost like it had disappeared right into the wall. So naturally, I tried to convince myself it wasn't real, but I also desperately wanted someone else to witness it so I wouldn't feel crazy. One night, I begged my brother to stay awake with me. He was a little younger and actually braver than I was in some ways. So guess what? He heard it too, that slow, scraping footstep all the way down the hallway. He freaked out so badly that he basically bolted up in his bunk. And from that point on, we both knew we weren't imagining things. But that wasn't the end of it. Some nights when I'd bury my face in my pillow to hide, I'd hear voices, like an entire crowd of people trying to talk over one another. They spoke so quickly, it almost sounded like fast-forwarded dialogue from an old TV show, or sometimes it felt like English but sped up, like my ear could only catch fragments. As I lifted my head off my pillow, it was quiet. As soon as I put my head back down, the voices resumed, all jumbled together. Didn't happen every single night, but it happened often enough to terrify me. My brother never heard those voices, but the footsteps alone were more than enough to keep him from rolling his eyes at me. Fast forward to now, I'm grown up married, and I have a 3-year-old. We've been living in our current house for about 4 years, and I haven't had so much as a creepy creak in the night. I started to believe maybe my sensitivities faded as I got older, or that I just outgrown them. But the other night, I woke up around 2 in the morning, totally out of the blue. My husband was asleep next to me, snoring. I had this urge to check on our son, so I walked down the hall to his room, and he was completely fine, curled up with a stuffed dinosaur. Still, I couldn't shake this feeling that someone was behind me, like a presence. The hairs on my back and my neck stood straight up. I took a breath, trying to ignore it, then went to the kitchen to get some water. After finishing my water, I went back to bed, laid down, and pressed my ear against the pillow. Instantly, those same rapid-fire voices from my childhood started up. I swear, my heart about jumped out of my chest. It was the exact same sensation, a whole bunch of voices talking over each other in a language I almost recognized, but I couldn't fully make out. I shot upright, practically screaming, which woke up my husband. So he asked me what was wrong, and when I told him, his face went pale. I told him about the footsteps and the voices. I think he chalked it up to a young imagination or overactive dream. Hearing the fear in my voice, though, he changed his tone and he kept asking if I was okay and if I needed anything. I just sat there shaking, trying to figure out what had just happened. I promised him it was not a dream, and he could see I was dead serious. Now, here's a little piece of info I only discovered years after we moved out of those old apartments. My mom admitted that as the manager, she'd gotten tons of complaints from other residents about strange noises in the night. People heard banging, voices, doors slamming, the works. She did some research and found out that our apartment complex had actually been built on top of an old cemetery. It's funny because if I had known that as a kid, I'd have probably never slept a wink, but learning it as an adult made everything click into place. I'm still not sure if the voices I heard were connected to those experiences in my childhood or if it was some weird fluke, but it seemed way too similar to be a coincidence. So that's my story. I had gone years without any paranormal incidents, and now it feels like it might be creeping back into my life. I'm hoping it was just some random event, not a sign of more late-night terrors to come. I'd love to know what you all think about it, whether you've experienced anything like this or have ideas about how to keep that kind of energy at bay. Thanks for reading. Stay safe. Rachel. Do you think they're connected? Because it does seem connected, or at least maybe it's some kind of weird, like she kind of opened back up to it.
Yeah.
But what does sound weird, though, is I get, you know, being built on an old cemetery, but I don't think that explains people hearing voices.
Well, I guess unless you think, you know, a cemetery has a lot of spirits in it and, you know, commotion, and somehow you're linked into that. I will say, because she did ask, she said, has anybody had, I have.
Uh-huh.
I've had this happen numerous times to me, where I just hear, like, it's just chatter. It's kind of like you would be at a cocktail party, and you just hear people visiting around you. Sometimes you recognize the language, sometimes you don't.
And it's like, kind of like it's in the other room, so you can't really hear
them.
Yeah,
it's not real loud, but it's just kind of there. And my theory is that I think that sometimes when we clear our minds, or for some reason you get to a certain level, right, that you click into what I call the collective consciousness, right? That you're hearing like other people's thoughts around the world, or just on some level, you know, mm-hmm. that you, it'd be like you and I are on the same wavelength, but literally the same wavelength. Like I could hear your thoughts, but when you hit the right frequency, it opens up to lots of people, right? And so you get this kind of they are very real voices. I know what she's talking about, and you know, like I would think, am I schizophrenic? Like, do I have mm-hmm. something? And it'd be like, no, I just, this is, it's not me, you know, this is, I wouldn't say this is me, this is something else. I know exactly what Rachel's talking about. And I've probably had it happen maybe 3 times, you know, and you might just get a few random words that you hear, but they don't seem to be. I just think that we can open ourselves up to becoming, I know this seems super zen-like, but that, you know, you become one with things. Mm-hmm. And I think that it doesn't happen very often, but you just kind of hit this frequency. Now, it's when she was a child, though, here comes the part that I'm not sure about, because it seemed to happen more when she was hearing this this entity come into the room.
Yeah.
Right? And then she said it would go into the closet or whatever, and then she would hear this. Now, I'm not sure whether she meant she heard it every night or she just heard it a few times. Could that be different than this? Or is, you know, or does she just have this ability to kind of connect on this frequency?
Well, and she did say before, you know, she heard the voices, you know, this time as an adult, that she had that creepy feeling that something was watching her.
Yeah. And, you know, did that bring it back, you know, to her? That opened her up to this kind of, I just feel like it's that same kind of thing that I know what she's talking about. I always like to think it was me connecting, you know, to the world. Yeah. But could it be that she's connecting to spirits?
I don't know.
Maybe I was connecting to spirits, you know.
But I also get, you know, when you, it's that trauma thing, that trauma response that you and I have talked about before.
Yeah.
Because it brings back all that crap as a kid. And she's like, I don't want to live like that again, which I totally relate to.
Right.
And so I don't know. I'd be curious if it's gotten better, if it went away. I hope it's gone away. I hope this isn't a nightly thing for her anymore.
Well, I hope that the creepy spirit that bothers her, or that creepiness the other night when she felt like something was there, because I get what she's talking about. You know, I get up and go to the bathroom all the time in the middle of the night, and I don't necessarily feel anything weird. So that's when it does happen. I bet she goes down and checks on her son every night.
Oh my God, I would.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so why all of a sudden would she get that feeling? You know, and then this would happen. So it does feel like something's going on, but I like to think of it that maybe the voice thing is not necessarily connected to that, or, you know, maybe it's just some sort of opening that she can tap into and hear it. It's not necessarily scary. It's just weird.
And maybe that being scared kind of triggered her, and then that kind of opened up that childhood response. And, oh my God, I'm hearing the voices.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I do know when I go to bed at night tonight, I don't want to be hearing a cocktail party going on in the next door, the next room. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, do that. No commercials, access to the archive and advanced episodes. Try it for 3 days free by going through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.